I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, November 2016. Spike in Canadian work permits for U.S. residents. Is Canada already seeing the impact of a tumultuous U.S. election campaign that many feared would bring Donald Trump into the White House? Data shows the number of work permits issued to highly skilled U.S. residents increased by 53.8% between January and August 2016 compared to the same period in 2015. It could be the first hard evidence to support the belief that Canada will reap the benefits of the apparent instability of a Donald Trump White House. Canadian companies are openly admitting to targeting American personnel based on concerns over Trump's presidency bid. The Republican candidate has vowed to tear up the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico, which he calls the worst deal ever struck by his country. Then there is the wall Trump says he plans to build along the Mexican border. The recent news of a fast-track visa program announced by the Canadian Federal Immigration Authorities could make the process of bringing in these workers much more efficient. Finance Minister Bill Morneau unveiled a plan aimed at making it easier for growing companies in Canada to get access to the highly skilled foreign personnel they need that is not currently available in Canada. The new plan will allow companies that qualify to get visas and work permits approved inside of 2 weeks as the new standard, which is well under the previous delays that exceeded 6 months. Planned changes will also see the creation of a 30-day work permit that can be spread across a year, meaning companies can bring in workers for short stints without the need to apply for new visas each time. Canada is also looking to reap the benefits in terms of international students. It is a stated goal of the federal government to make it easier for those who graduate from Canadian universities and colleges to stay and begin their working careers in Canada. With America currently the dominant worldwide destination for international students, Canada is aiming to present itself as a viable alternative to those who are put off by the growing anti-immigrant movement in the United States. An equity strategist at RBC Canada believes that we could witness a brain gain from the U.S. as a flip side to the brain drain it traditionally battles with. Instead of losing the brightest minds to the lure of major U.S. companies, American and international talent could start to favor Canada over its southern neighbor. The U.S. saw a spike in Google searches on the day Trump won his first primary in March, and this was surpassed by the recent election on November 8, 2016. Trump was initially seen as an unlikely candidate to win the nomination and the presidency. But as his presidency solidified, there are many Americans that are now looking for a way out.